KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have clear to partly cloudy skies, 53 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy here today with a high around 79. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stifel Investments. Firefighters in Clarinda responded to a house fire late last night. According to reports, the blaze happened just before midnight at 708 West Skidmore Street in Clarinda. Despite firefighters' best efforts, the home was a total loss. A family of four and a family pet escaped without injury. Authorities said two explosions happened outside the home prior to the arrival of firefighters. Reports say one was likely due to a gas grill propane tank, while the other may have come from an air conditioner's Freon unit. The cause of the blaze was under investigation, but it was thought a discarded cigarette butt or fireworks may have ignited the fire under the home's deck. An escapee from the Fort Madison Correctional Facility was captured Thursday afternoon in Stuart. Stuart police say a Stuart police officer was investigating the reported sighting of escaped fugitive 31-year-old Joseph LeClaire Jr. at around noon in the 300 block of North Main Street. A female resident in the area answered the door when the officer knocked but refused to cooperate with the officer. The woman then left the property. The same female is suspected of then making a false 911 call, reporting the fugitive at a different location. The officer called an assistance from Guthrie and Adair County Sheriff's Office and the Iowa State Patrol to surround the house while he prepared a search warrant. And at around 3:30 p.m., officers entered the house with a search warrant and found the fugitive hiding inside. LeClaire was arrested and transported to the Guthrie County Jail. The female involved is facing charges in the incident as well. LeClaire was involved in a similar incident last year when he escaped from work release over a two-month period from May to July. He was subsequently arrested in Polk County following that incident. Police in Council Bluffs are investigating the robbery early this morning of a convenience store at 1839 Madison Avenue. Authorities say at around 12:35 a.m., two black men entered the Bucky's Express on Madison Avenue. One of the suspects pointed a black semi-automatic pistol at the clerk and demanded money from the register. The suspect was handed an undetermined amount of cash. As the suspects entered the store, one of the suspects fired one shot toward the clerk. The suspects then ran. First suspect was described as being about 5 feet 6 inches tall, wearing a tan canvas jacket with a black scarf wrapped around his face and armed with a semi-automatic pistol. The second suspect was thin and about 6 feet tall. He wore a blue hooded sweatshirt with a black scarf wrapped around his face. If you have any information about that incident, you're asked to contact Crime Stoppers at 712-328-7867. Authorities say a Council Bluffs couple faces child neglect charges after their three children tested positive for methamphetamine. Craig and Crystal McConnell were arrested Wednesday and charged Thursday with three counts of abandonment of a dependent person. Crystal McConnell is also charged with third-degree burglary and possession of a controlled substance. Court documents say the children's hair follicles tested positive for meth. Craig and Crystal McConnell also tested positive for the drug back on May the 12th. Assistant Pottawatomie County Attorney Dawn Landon said the children have been removed from the home and are safe. The couple remains in the Pottawatomie County Jail, with Craig McConnell's bond set at $10,000 and Crystal McConnell's at $15,000. They have a court date scheduled for July the 8th. The Atlantic Police Department says an Audubon County man was arrested Wednesday on drug and other charges. 55-year-old Philip Gross of Hamlin faces charges that include possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine, third offense, possession of contraband in a correctional facility, possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, third offense, and OWI. Gross was booked into the Cass County Jail. And an Atlantic man was arrested Wednesday for OWI second offense. 52-year-old Tim Plank was also being held in the Cass County Jail. Police in Creston are investigating a couple of recent incidents of theft. Officials say a woman residing in the 700 block of South Poplar Street in Creston reported Wednesday that someone had taken a wheel and tire from her vehicle while it was parked outside of her home. The incident, which is believed to have occurred at around 7:30 a.m. Wednesday, resulted in a loss of around $350. And early Thursday morning, a man residing in the 300 block of West Montgomery Street in Creston said someone had stolen the front door from his apartment. That occurred sometime between 2:30 p.m. Wednesday and 2 a.m. Thursday. The loss there was estimated at $50. In our funeral announcements, Sadie Wiesack, age 102 of Atlantic and formerly of Adair, died June 24th at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Sadie Wiesack will be held today at 10 o'clock at St. John's Lutheran Church, north of Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home has the arrangements. Laura Sandin, age 60 of Erling, died Saturday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Laura Sandin will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Bellevue Memorial Chapel in Bellevue, Nebraska. Eldon Lyon, age 85, of Council Bluffs, died Wednesday at Hospice with Heart Hospice House in Glenwood. Funeral services for Eldon Lyon will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the New Horizon Presbyterian Church, with a lunch to follow at the Parish Hall. The Cutler, O'Neill, Meyer, and Woodring Bayless Park Chapel has the arrangements. Michael Douglas Knoll, age 54, of Griswold, died Wednesday. A celebration of life ceremony for Mike Knoll will be Saturday at 1:30 at the Griswold Community Building. Visitation of the family will follow the celebration of life until 4 p.m. Saturday. The Dune Funeral Home of Griswold has arrangements. And Mary Ann Christensen, age 83, a longtime resident west of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Cass County Hospital. And as part of her wishes, Mary Ann Christensen will be cremated. The family is planning a celebration of life at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. The date and time for that are currently pending. That is a check of our news brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.